Owl Tree by Jenny Nimmo. Chapter 1. When Granny Diamond took Joe into the small back bedroom, his heart sank. It seemed so dark and chilly. But then she drew aside the curtains and said, "Look, Joe, the Owl Tree. Now, that's a view worth having." "The Owl Tree?" Through the window, Joe saw a great sweep of leaves, red, green, and gold. They changed colour in the wind and fell in bright showers over Granny Diamond's garden. There were no trees like it near his home in the city, and a little stab of wonder made him gasp. "It's so big," he said. "Why do you call it the Owl Tree?" "A long time ago, I saw an owl there," Granny Diamond told him. "It was perched on one of the high branches and framed by the moon. I was feeling a bit down at the time, and the owl lifted my spirits." "Did you see it again?" "Oh, yes, often. And then it vanished, and I began to wonder if I'd really seen it, or whether it just flew into my head to cheer me up." "I think the owl was real," Joe said. "Maybe. But now my owl tree keeps me going. I look at it every day. It's such good company."
"Good company?" She spoke as though the tree were a friend who talked to her. "Was it enchanted?"
Joe stared hard at the tree and noticed that although the branches swept over Granny Diamond's lawn, the trunk began on the other side of her wall.
"It isn't your owl tree," he remarked. "It's growing in the garden."